Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincolnland Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
It's time for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. The futures today on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Kansas City Board of Trade sort of bucked expectations. There was expecting to be generally most calls for a slightly higher open, but they opened lower and are still lower in current trading. Let's start with the opens as of 20 minutes ago on the Kansas City Board of Trade. These do not reflect overnight ACE trade. September wheat opened at 489 a bushel, down a half penny. December unchanged on the open at 505. In Chicago, September wheat opened at 393 a bushel, down a quarter cent. December, 413, down a half. March of 07, wheat opened at 428.5, down 2 cents. The May at 435.5, down 3.5. July wheat for next year, 443, down 2. September corn in Chicago opened this morning at 239.5, unchanged. December, though, opened down a quarter at 255.75. The March contract, 269, down 3 quarters. May, 278, down a penny and a half. July of next year opened unchanged at 288. The September 07 contract at 294.5, down 1. December of 07 corn at 302.5, down a penny or half penny. Beans opened lower as well. August opened at 583, down 2.25 cents. September 590.5, down 2.75. November down 2 on the open at 605. January 615.5, down 2.25 cents. The March 625, down 3. May beans for next year 632 a bushel, down 2. August soybean meal opened at 168.50, down 40. The September 170 even, down 30. Bean oil for August opened at 26.18, down 10. September at 26.40, down 4. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August feeder cattle opened at 113.20. That was down 17.5 cents from Tuesday's settlement. The September opened at 112.97.5, down 22.5. October feeders 112.95, down 25. August live cattle opened at 82.55, 100 weight, down 5. October 86.30, up 10. And I should correct myself, the August contract was up a nickel. Lean hogs for August at 66.50, down 42.5. October 58.50, down 300. The December lean hog contract, 56.60, down 62.5. February of next year, 58.60, down 12.5. And August pork bellies, 91 even, up 85 cents.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Outside markets now, the crude oil contract for September in New York is up a dime right now at a barrel at 73.85. The CRB index is at 341.47, up 73. The U.S. dollar index down 27 at 86.41. The August or September silver contract is up 2.5 cents at 10.97 an ounce. August gold is down $2 at 6.16. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is off about 49 points at 11,054. The S&P down 6 at 12.63. And the NASDAQ index down 18 points at the moment at 2,056. Current range of trade now in Chicago, the wheat contracts are anywhere between 3.75 and 5.5 cents lower. The corn is down between a penny and 2.5 cents. Beans now down in the 3 to 4 cent range. Joining us now to take a look at our market on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning, Tom.
Yeah, a lot of people were expecting the markets to be a little bit up on weather news and didn't happen.
Well, a couple of things. Drew Lerner basically is talking about 30% of Iowa receiving 1 to 3 inches. And, of course, I'm sure there's another 20% of Iowa that received some sort of rainfall, just looking at rainfall coverage. That was problem number one. And problem number two is he's also saying, yes, we have a chance of rain. You know, there's a good rain from Rockford down the Illinois River over to Jacksonville. That's number two. And a number three is the weather people are saying, well, it's going to get warm. But at the end of the forecast run, he does talk about some additional moisture that could develop in the Midwest and even in those western growing areas. The market in the summertime doesn't like rainfall, and that's basically what we're seeing on the radar, and I think it is raining in Chicago at the present time.
So those extended forecasts that are calling for more heat coming in just sort of I mean, it may still be true, but they sort of fizzle in the face of the look at more rain.
Near term and then longer term, there's rain after that. So so that adds up to a pretty good crop, and so that's one reason why I think we saw the reversal in the marketplace. Also, in the wheat market, there is talk of large acreage in the future. The spring wheat harvest is going on. We do have the cheapest basis levels in the world, and as well as basically the available supply. So exports are a little bit slow right now. That's one reason we've seen long liquidation in the major pits in Chicago, Minneapolis, and Kansas City. And our general opinion is at some point in time, wheat is friendly, but we do need to see some export demand.
They thought some were calling for, you know, possible technical bounce in the opening wheat, and did that materialize?
That's another disappointment. We just haven't seen that important bottom, and we all know that the soft red wheat crop here in Illinois in the Midwest was pretty good, and the basis levels are extremely cheap. We don't have the luxury of other than domestic use or export, we don't have a industrial use for wheat like ethanol, and that's keeping that market a little bit on the defensive.
Anything else technically that's happening in the other markets?
Well, I think the big thing that we have to look at here is that we have to say that technically the trend in corn and soybeans are definitely lower. We do know that there's 48 million bushels of loan beans that will be coming due. The loans will be coming due at the end of July. And the other factor that I think that isn't being talked about, it was brought out by a very large commodity think tank group that said that over the last 2 years, the South American farmer has basically incurred about $12 billion in debt due to low soybean prices. And it has caused a tremendous amount of cash flow problems. And that's where we are looking at a smaller bean acreage in South American production this coming year. And it's putting a large economic strain on, for example, very large international fertilizer dealers that have loaned the farmers large amounts of money. We know that that's caused some economic strain on that group. We also know it's caused some major financial problems on the South American farmer-producer. And basically, he's caught in a big financial cost-price squeeze that will ultimately affect, we think, prices maybe next year to the more positive side.
Before we let you go, let's take a quick look at the Mercantile Exchange. Where are things
going
there?
We do see this tremendous difference between cash and futures in the August, on the cattle. But we did see the positive news with the Japan helping cattle prices. We're also seeing the U.S. consumer being pinched hard with high gasoline prices. So at some point in time, the dollars will have to make a choice here. Unfortunately, the choice is going to gasoline and probably instead of the meat counter.
All right. Thanks for your time today,
Paul.
Have
a nice day.
Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland. The September wheat contract in Kansas City right now trading at 4.82¼ cents a bushel, down 7¼ cents. September wheat in Chicago, 3.89½, down 3¾. December, 4.09, down 4½. September corn down 2¼ right now, 2.37¼. December at 2.54, down 2. The March at 2.67½, down 2¼ cents. December of 07 corn, $3.50, down 2½. August beans are at 5.82 a bushel, down 3¼. September, 5.89½, down 3¾. The November down 3½ at 6.03½. August bean meal at 168.10, down 80. Soybean oil for August, 26.09, down 19. On the Merck August feeder cattle at 114.10 now, up 72.5. The August live cattle 83.77.5, up 127.5. And lean hogs for August at 67 even, up 7.5. The dollar now is dollar index is at 86.39, down 29. The Dow Industrials now about 43 points off at 11,060. The S&P down 6 at 12.63. The NASDAQ is down about 19 points now at 2,055. Our next market report will come your way at 10:58. That's an update, a reminder. Our closing market report comes your way at 2:06 Central Time this afternoon. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Our forecast for today in north and in the north of Illinois and Indiana and in west central Illinois, mostly cloudy with occasional thunderstorms. Elsewhere, we could see some sun with scattered thunderstorms developing mainly this afternoon, and highs ranging from 81 near Lake Michigan to 94 in southwest Illinois. Mike Sola says tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, the lows ranging from 68 in northwest Illinois to 74 in southern Illinois. Tomorrow's forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms continuing, and highs ranging from 83 in eastern Indiana to 95 again in southwest Illinois. Looking ahead to Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, partly sunny in the north, elsewhere partly sunny, scattered showers and storms. And Sunday, mostly sunny except for a few thunderstorms in the south, and highs throughout the period in the upper 80s to low 90s. Our lows will be mostly in the low 70s. This is WILL Urbana, and our time at the tone will be 10 o'clock Central Time.